Benji pulls into a dark parking lot in a very bad part of town. I only know it's a bad part of town because I lived over this way a few days ago. How odd that Jesse said it wasn't fit for a girl like me, but he's fine with his brother staying here. Then again, I doubt anyone would f*** with Benji, regardless of his lack of voice. The piercings alone are unnerving. With the two black spider bites gleaming beneath the right side of his lower lip and that black septum ring, he looks like everything I was told to avoid all my life. He steps out of the car and lights a cigarette. Holding it in his lips, he signs,
"I don't like smoking in the car. Makes everything stink."
Ever thought of quitting? He takes a drag and looks up at the moon, thinking,
"Just thought about it, and it doesn't sound like much fun."
This pulls a laugh out of me, in spite of my sour mood. Benji squelches what remains of the cigarette and motions for me to follow him inside. "How long have you lived here?" I ask as I look around the space.
3 years.
He signs. It sure doesn't look like it. Bare white walls glare at me from all sides. A decent-sized flat screen stands on what must have been an old kitchen table with the leaves knocked off. Aside from that, a small couch and a battered coffee table, the place is empty. It looks more like he's squatting than living here. He must see the way I'm staring because he signs,
"My brother cares about appearances. Me, not so much."
He shakes his head, exaggerating the final words. Then he holds up his finger and smiles as he hurries to another room. He returns with a small picture frame, which he places on the coffee table.
"There. A little homier now."
"Oh, yes. That's just the touch it needed," I say, and we both laugh. His is nearly silent, but I get the sentiment. I sit on the couch and pull the picture a little closer. They're much younger, and Benji hasn't gotten his piercings yet, but I can still tell the two of them apart. "Where was this taken?" I ask. "The background looks familiar." Benji's eyes light up.
"The pier on the far side of town, the one by the lake where kids jump off the rocks."
"Hey, I've been there," I say as I slide the picture back to the center of the table. "I used to go and just sit on the pier and watch the boat slide by."
"Me too. That was the last time Jesse took me. I don't really do much on my own. Too much trouble."
"Well, we'll just have to change your mindset and get you out more." Benji smirks, and it does something to my insides that it absolutely shouldn't.
"I'd like that.